Where are you going? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Another episode of The Real White Housewives of Orange President today. As
far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. Though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered.
To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States.
Hello, this is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Hello, this is the President.
Congratulations on Chernobyl.
Chernobyl was a horrible tragedy.
Great ratings.
What can I do for you, Mr. President?
Give me some skirt.
Go on, Sleepy Joe.
I don't think I can help with that.
How would you like to wake up in the morning next to the head of a horse?
You know, asking a foreign power to help you is an impeachable offense.
To me, it's a dirty word, the word impeach. It's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
Where do you stand on grab them by the...
I'm fine with it.
Didn't you do the same thing with Russia, asking them for dirt on Hillary in the 2016 election?
This is what I'm good at.
Sorry, Mr. President. Ukraine is going into a tunnel. I have to go.
Listen, I'm the president.
Dad, who are you talking to?
Ukraine.
I'd like to order some garlic knots.
Eric, get off the phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, get out your sextants, your compass, your astrolabes. Because we are in uncharted waters. Because after 2.5 years of the Trump presidency, we finally spotted the great orange whale. And let me tell you, there he blows. This morning, the administration, for some reason, released the official notes of Trump's phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
There's no way Trump would be dumb enough to release a transcript in which he commits a bunch of crimes, like asking for a personal political favor in exchange for hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid. And then this morning, Trump released notes from the call in which it turns out he was dumb enough to commit a bunch of crimes, like asking for a personal political favor in exchange for hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid.
And these notes that they released of this phone call make Trump look, and I don't want to get too technical, bad. The call starts with Trump congratulating Zelensky on his recent victory in parliamentary elections, but then he quickly reminds Zelensky how much Ukraine owes the U.S.
The United States has been very, very good to Ukraine. I wouldn't say that it's reciprocal. Look, Vladdy, all I'm saying is I scratch your back, you help me bury Joe Biden's political career in a shallow grave in the woods down by the dump.
Zelensky immediately picked up on it. Yes, you are absolutely right. Not only 100%, but actually 1,000%. This guy speaks Trump's language. Not just 100%, 1,000%. Many are saying the most bigly president everyone has ever seen. Fake news, witch hunt, no collusion. Okay. Let's collude.
Here's what the president said. Quote, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me.
The first investigation that the president brings up with the president of Ukraine, this is immediately following the Ukrainian president's mention of military aid and how he wants to continue with military aid from the United States, which we know at this point, a large portion of which had been suspended. Here's what the president says in response to that conversation. I would like to ask you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot, and Ukraine knows a lot about it.
In an official call with the president of another country, he literally brought up Joe Biden, Rudy Giuliani, and said the words, I would like you to do us a favor.
President Zelensky says, we are almost ready to buy more javelins from the United States for defense purposes. And President Trump replies, I would like you to do us a favor, though.
Well, you just added another word.
No. It's
you said, I'd like you to do a favor, though?
Yes, it's in the, it's in
when I
the
read
White
the
House transcript.
During the call, Mr. Trump pressured the Ukrainian president 8 times to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
It doesn't get more obvious than that. And when Trump asked for the favor, it wasn't just an innocent request. As this call was happening, Trump was holding up hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine that Ukraine desperately wanted from the U.S. In fact, Trump specifically brought up the Biden stuff right after the Ukrainian president brought up that military aid. In the memo, the Ukrainian president said, I would also like to thank you for your great support in the area of defense. And then the very next sentence out of Trump's mouth was, I would like you to do us a favor, though. That is an obvious quid pro quo. The only way it's not a quid pro quo is that when it comes to committing crimes, Trump is definitely not a pro. He's an idiot. It's more like a quid idiot quo.
Zelensky trumped on, I would also like to thank you for your great support in the area of defense. We are ready to continue to cooperate for the next steps. Specifically, we are almost ready to buy more javelins from the United States for defense purposes. Javelins are a missile system that we were sending Ukraine to fight the Russians who had invaded their country, but we stopped that military aid right before this phone call. Zelensky says he wants those missiles, and here comes the quid pro quo. Trump immediately says, I would like you to do us a favor, though. Ladies and gentlemen, our contestant has said today's secret words, the phrase that pays the Ukrainian in exchange. The phrase that pays the Ukrainian in exchange for political favors. Tell the president what he's won. It's protracted impeachment inquiries. A permanent stain on his already shameful legacy. And a lovely Broyhill dinette said, Broyhill, eat crow in style.
He literally said, I'd like you to do us a favor. He might as well have been having this meeting at his daughter's wedding while petting a cat.
The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great.
We do a lot for you, like military help. I need a favor, though. Investigate Biden. There it is, pressuring a foreign country to provide dirt to influence our election.
The conversation I had with the president of Ukraine was absolutely perfect. That call was a great call. It was a perfect call. A perfect call. It was a beautiful, warm, nice conversation. The conversation, by the way, was absolutely perfect. I said absolutely nothing wrong. It was perfect. We had a great conversation. It was a warm and friendly conversation.
It was a totally appropriate conversation. It was actually a beautiful conversation.
It was a very innocent call. We had a very nice call. It's a great call. It's a very honorable call. It's a nice call. By the way, the conversation was absolutely perfect, absolutely appropriate. It was a perfect conversation. Everything we said on that call was perfect. It was a very, very fine conversation. It was an absolutely perfect conversation. But what I said was so good. It was a great conversation. It was a really great conversation. And everybody will say that.
Yeah. Well, he's right. It was pretty great. It was a perfect phone call. Pleasantries were exchanged. Friendships were built. Crimes were committed. I have no notes. I give it 5 stars. And he seems to have no idea of how bad it is. Who would have guessed that Vladimir Zelensky would be his Monica Lewinsky? I mean, it really is. Only this time, they blew it. And of course,
The president was on the defensive today, lashing out at the media and claiming he didn't pressure anybody to do anything.
There was no pressure. The way you had that built up, that call, it was going to be the call from hell. It turned out to be a nothing call, other than a lot of people said, I never knew you could be so nice.
We had, I think, good phone call. It was normal. We spoke about many things. And I think, and you read it, that nobody pushed me. Yes.
In other words, no pressure.
Well, that settles that, I guess. You heard it from the hostage's mouth. There was no pressure.
So you got the president dangling a quid pro quo, asking for a political favor, and repeatedly prodding a foreign leader to speak with his personal lawyer and manufacture a baseless smear of a political opponent.
The so-called whistleblower, the one that didn't have any first class or first rate or second tier information, from what I understand. You'll have to figure that out for yourself.
First hand. He didn't have any first hand information.
You know, the president and his minions have been telling everyone who'll listen that the allegations that have now evolved into an impeachment inquiry are based on hearsay. Well, surprise, surprise, it turns out that is not the case at all. And the reason we know that is because yesterday, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, also known as the ICIG, this is a man who was appointed by Donald Trump. The inspector put out a statement debunking many of the president's claims, including his big one that the whistleblower was citing second and third hand information. To that, the inspector wrote the complainant had direct knowledge of certain alleged conduct and that the complainant has subject matter expertise related to much of the material information provided. And as far as Trump saying almost everything the whistleblower said is wrong, he said the ICIG reviewed the information provided as well as other information gathered and determined that the complaint was both urgent and that it appeared credible. So it was urgent. And the inspector specifically says Trump and his supporters are wrong. The whistleblower had firsthand information that is credible and urgent. Two truths now add up to one false. And that's why Team Trump will keep saying the complaint is based on hearsay. And that's true. It is hearsay. And here's the guy who did the saying right there. Donald Jessica Trump.
I mean, why does he make us try to figure out what the hell he's trying to say?
You'll have to figure out what I'm saying. I'll say words, then you guys put them into sentences.
After putting a hold on millions of dollars in aid money, Trump told the president of another country to look into Joe Biden and his son and said, whatever you can do, it's very important that you do it. Or else what? Nothing? I mean, how else are you supposed to read that? He cannot help himself. He's been doing business like this forever. He's a sneaky, ham-handed racketeer who cheats and cheats and cheats in every situation of his life. It's who he is. Shaking people down is what he does. He doesn't know how to do anything else. He thinks he's Tony Soprano. And in a lot of ways, he is Tony Soprano. They're both overweight mouth breathers who are disappointed with their sons. But Tony Soprano, at least Tony Soprano knew when his conversations were being recorded and that he should avoid saying illegal things. If Tony Soprano ran the mob like this, he wouldn't have made it past episode 3. But Trump, the way I see it, there are two possibilities here. Either Donald Trump knows what he's doing is wrong and does it anyway, or he doesn't know what he's doing is wrong, which I think might be worse. I think he wants to admit he colluded with a foreign power. He's proud of it. He doesn't understand what all the commotion is about. He would do it again. He's Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. Only in this story, there are no good men. It's just all bad men. This was incredible, too. This goes in the everything we do, we screw up category. So shortly after the White House released the transcript, they sent out these talking points that they want Republican Congress people to use when they're interviewed on the news to defend the president. But unfortunately for them, instead of just sending it to the Republicans in Congress, they sent them to the Democrats in Congress, too, and then tried to recall the email, which is always works, really. Hey, guys, you mind sending those back without reading them? Two of the talking points actually suggested that Republicans, this is from the White House, they said, put blame on the deep state.
which, I mean, at this point, why not just say chupacabras forced the president to do this? Everything is lies. The only true thing Donald Trump ever said was he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and he wouldn't lose any voters. At the time, I thought that was a ridiculous statement, but now I think he's right. If Trump pulled out a gun and fired point blank at, like, that naked cowboy who walks around Times Square with a guitar, Lindsey Graham would say, great shot. Kevin McCarthy would say, reminds me of John Wayne. And Mike Pence would say, giddy up, we're going for a ride. This is what the whistleblower sent to the inspector general. In the course of my official duties, I've received information from multiple U.S. government officials that the president of the United States is using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election. The interference includes, among other things, pressuring a foreign country to investigate one of the president's main domestic political rivals. The president's personal lawyer, Mr. Rudolph Giuliani, is a central figure in this effort. Attorney General Barr appears to be involved as well. That's not a whistle. That's an air horn. That is a wheelbarrow full of trombones.
Was a private citizen, the president's personal lawyer, who was on a fishing expedition to concoct a fake scandal and get Ukraine to manufacture dirt on a political opponent, Joe Biden. The fact that his name came up on this call even once is insane, but look how many times Trump mentioned Rudy. Mr. Giuliani is a highly respected man. He was the mayor of New York City, a great mayor, and I would like him to call you. I will ask him to call you, along with the Attorney General. Rudy very much knows what's happening, and he's a very capable guy.
The House impeachment inquiry is now focusing on President Trump's personal point man, Rudy Giuliani.
The president's attorney now facing a legal battle of his own tonight as three House committees subpoena Rudy Giuliani, looking for documents about his interactions with Ukraine.
And would you testify, because I think Jay Sekulow is absolutely right. You don't have to do anything.
Oh, I don't know. I'm weighing the alternatives. I'll kind of like go through it. I'll get all my evidence together. I'll get my charts. I don't know if they let me use videotapes and tape recordings that I have.
The whistleblower singles out Rudy Giuliani as a central figure in the scandal. The president's personal lawyer is mentioned 30 times in the complaint, which cites meetings he had with at least seven Ukrainian officials. U.S. officials were deeply concerned by Giuliani's circumvention of national security decision-making and efforts to relay messages between the White House and Ukraine. Giuliani has admitted to pressuring Ukraine to open an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
Giuliani publicly announced he planned to travel to Ukraine to push for investigations that he told the New York Times, quote, will be very, very helpful to my client. At the time, Giuliani said, quote, we're not meddling in an election. We're meddling in an investigation.
Then saying, quote, there's nothing illegal about it. Somebody could say it's improper.
Did you ask the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden?
No, actually, I didn't.
Never asked anything about Hunter Biden. You never asked anything about Joe Biden.
The only thing I asked about Joe Biden is to get to the bottom of how it was that Lutsenko, who was appointed, dismissed the case against Antac.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did.
You just said you didn't.
Believe it or not, I'm an attorney. And the reason they want me to be silenced is not because I'm unhinged. It's because I've got facts.
I told the president of the Ukraine that we're going to fight corruption.
Shut up, moron.
Okay.
Let me finish, Chris.
I want to move the conversation along because a lot of other stuff is out
there. Because he's a Democrat. A
lot of criminals are not all that, I'm sorry, a lot of alleged criminals are not all that smart.
And he said to
that's
his
how we catch them. You think I'm stupid? You think I've given you all my evidence?
Rudy,
the only person that counts in an extortion, alleged extortion,
Rudy,
is the victim.
He said I wasn't pressured.
It doesn't matter if Schiff was...
All right, Rudy, we're out of time. Sorry to cut you off. You got to get your voice back.
Oh, hey, Mr. Trump. What's new?
What do you mean, what's new, Rudy? I'm being impeached. It's the greatest presidential harassment of all time, I would know. I'm like the president of harassment.
Mr. Trump, we got nothing to worry about. Nobody's gonna find out about our illegal side dealings with the Ukraine.
Good.
Or how we tried to cover up those side dealings.
Great.
Or how we plan to cover up the cover-up.
Rudy, where are you right now?
I'm on CNN right now. Let me put you on speaker.
Rudy, get out of there, and whatever you do, stay off the phone.
Good.
I got another call.
All right.
Okay, Who's this?
It's Attorney General Barr.
Bill, I'm really starting to worry.
Well, stay calm, Mr. President. I know things look bad right now, but I got our top guy on this.
Good. Well, let's get him on the phone, too.
Hello?
Damn it, not Rudy.
Oh, hey, Mr. President.
Rudy, you're not still on CNN, are you?
Of course not.
Good.
I'm on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Rudy, hang up the phone and get out of there. Bill, you know I'm going to need somebody to take the blame for this.
Yeah, but where are you going to find a sacrificial patsy that'll do anything you say? Not it.
Don't worry. I've got the perfect stooge.
Hello?
Big Mike, how's church going? You still waiting on what's-his-face to come back?
You mean Jesus, sir?
Yeah, that's the guy. Sure. Listen, I'm just calling you about this whole Ukraine whistleblower thing. It's looking pretty bad for you.
For me? But you're the one who broke the law.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't try to drag me into your mess.
When it Ukraine's, it pours.
The press was asking questions of the president of Ukraine, and he said no pressure. I used the word pressure. I think he used the word push, but he meant pressure, but it's the same thing. No push, no pressure, no nothing. It's all a hoax, folks. It's all a big hoax.
Then not only did Trump, according to the complaint, try to get dirt on Biden, the whistleblower says White House senior officials were so deeply disturbed by the call, they moved all records of it to a top secret server. And that is ironic indeed, a conspiracy to hide evidence on a private server. You can hear Hillary screaming all the way from the woods of Chappaqua. Another suggestion in the report was that this is not the only time they've buried records. Of course it's not the only time they've buried. He probably does this stuff every day. He'll probably do it again tomorrow. Right now, he's probably on the phone with Belgium trying to get the secret to their waffles or something. And the best part is, he released the transcript. He basically screwed himself. Trump tweeted and retweeted more than 100 times this weekend. Since Friday, the president has tweeted 130 times and counting. These are his tweets. And he's playing all the hits. He called this the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. Even his witch hunts are the greatest in the history. He wrote, if that perfect phone call with the president of Ukraine isn't considered appropriate, then no future president can ever again speak to another foreign leader. Right. All overseas phone calls will be disallowed hereforth. It was a perfect conversation with Ukraine president. And who is he quoting here? That's right, he's quoting himself. Again, the president of Ukraine said there was no zero pressure put on him by me, case closed. That's right. The manager of the bank did not feel threatened when I came in to rob the place at all. And his next illegal act, by the way, will be going after the whistleblower.
Who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information? Because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart? Right? With spies and treason. We used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
It is quite clearly both illegal and unethical to target a government whistleblower. They're protected by law. But this dope, not only does he do it, he puts it in writing. He writes, I want to meet not only my accuser who presented second and third hand information, but also the person who illegally gave this information, which was largely incorrect, to the whistleblower. Was this person spying on the U.S. president? Big consequences. That doesn't read like a threat, does it? It's Trump could be the first American president to get impeached by a whistleblower.
The country's doing the best it's ever done, and I just heard that you'd like to impeach. Our country's doing the best it's ever done. They're going to lose the election, and they figure this is a thing to do. This never happened where we're in the election. And, I mean, if she does that, they all say that's a positive for me from the election. You could also say, who needs it? It's bad for the country.
Of course, his first priority is, it's good for me, and then he throws in as an afterthought, also, it's bad for the country.
The statement I made to the president of Ukraine, a good man, a nice man, knew, was perfect. It was perfect. But the whistleblower reported a totally different statement, like the statement it was not even made. I guess statement you could say with call. I made a call.
And we're learning now that Ukraine, the drama from Ukraine, has another cast member. Because we just found out that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took part in the Trump-Zelensky phone call. This Pompeo knew the whole time is kind of a fun update, given the fact that Mr. Pompeo said last week that he hadn't yet read the whistleblower's complaint in its entirety. Well, of course he hadn't read it. He was there.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that President Trump pressed the president of Ukraine 8 times to work with Rudy Giuliani to investigate Joe Biden's son. What do you know about those conversations?
So you just gave me a report about a IC whistleblower campaign, none of which I've seen.
Let me read something.
We want them to have freedom and independence. But Martha,
you say you know nothing about this, but let me ask you this question. The Ukrainian presidential readout of the conversation said they discussed, quote, investigation of corruption cases which inhibited the interaction between Ukraine and the USA. The president tweeted Saturday, it was a perfectly fine and respectful conversation. Do you think it's, quote, perfectly fine to ask a foreign leader to investigate a political opponent?
I think I saw a statement from the Ukrainian foreign minister yesterday said there was no pressure applied in the course of the conversation. America cannot have our elections interfered with. And if that's what took place there, if there was that kind of activity engaged in by Vice President Biden, we need to know.
There's no evidence of that yet.
Why did he use 3 private lawyers to get information on Biden from the Ukrainian government rather than go through all of the agencies of his government?
2 different points. Number one.
How about answering my question? Stephen, I'm asking you a direct question. Why did the president use private attorneys rather than go to the State Department? If you don't know, that's an acceptable answer.
There's 2 issues that were brought up on the phone call.
I'm not asking 2 issues. Why did he do it?
Chris, I understand. I understand that you have your question. I have my answer. There's 2 issues that were brought up on the phone call.
You have your non-answer at this point.
The president's done so many terrible things. Why does this one count? And it's hard to say, but it might just be that this one is simpler in some key ways. Because unlike Trump as a candidate asking Russia to find Hillary's emails, if they're listening, this involves him abusing the power of the presidency. Unlike the meeting with Russians at Trump Tower, this time Trump was undeniably personally involved. Unlike the multiple potential violations of the Emoluments Clause, we already have hard proof that this happened. Unlike Trump's treatment of migrants, he can't claim this is just a difference of political opinion. He pressured Ukraine to gain something for himself. And unlike the Mueller report's legalistic descriptions of obstruction of justice, Trump pressuring Ukraine to get dirt on his opponent and then hiding the conversation is easy to understand. It's just gettable. You don't need to know any more than that to know it's something presidents should absolutely not be able to do. Basically, he's accused of withholding nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine and then using it as leverage to get dirt on Joe Biden. It is very, very dumb.
The president asked for a quid pro quo. The White House tried to cover it up, and they got caught. That's it.
Once upon a time, Donald Trump called the president of Ukraine and asked the foreign leader to investigate Joe Biden. The end.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.